From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Uruguay boasts that it has the longest carnival celebration, not just in Latin America, but in the world. It goes on for 40 days. Makeshift stages pop up all around the capital city of Montevideo for performances of a choral music called murga. Murga is both a form of entertainment and a socio-political commentary that survived the military dictatorship of the 1970s. Martina Castro reports from Montevideo.
Listen, the song says. This song tells the story of the oldest murga choir in Uruguay. It's called Los Curtidores de Hongos. That guttural, forceful tone of singing has been with murga from the beginning. Eduardo Ravelino, director of the Museum of Carnival in Montevideo, says murga was working class. Street salesmen would sing in the same tone that they'd shout out on the streets. Some were born of labor unions, Ravelino says. Six or seven street musicians who'd get together to have a good time and sing about what was happening in society. The tradition came to Uruguay via Cádiz, Spain, more than 100 years ago, where they have a similar choral music called chirigota. Today, a murga choir is made up of 13 voices singing complex harmonies, accompanied by three percussionists plus a choral director. They wear elaborate, circus-like costumes and makeup and compete every carnival. Now some choirs even have sponsors and CDs, but they still parody the talk of the town that year, be it corrupt politicians, a spike in violence, or that annoying recording you get when you call for a taxi. Daniel Ángel Carlucho is the director of Los Curtidores de Hongos. He says the riskiest time for murga was during Uruguay's military dictatorship of the 70s and early 80s. Carlucho had just joined a group then. He says when choirs wanted to criticize the government, they had to use metaphors to avoid being censored. Murga choirs formed a bond with the public during that time. Today you can see that bond at the tablados, makeshift stages that are set up all over Montevideo. Like this one at the Defensor Sporting Club. This is Agarrate Catalina, one of the younger murga choirs and last year's competition winner. The name is a popular saying here that basically means, watch out, because something's about to happen. In just one song, they'll go from making fun of hippie culture to criticizing their former president. Murga attacks everything, says Yamandú Cardoso. He's the director of Agarrate Catalina. Dozens of young murga choirs have formed since the 90s. Groups enunciate better now. There are female singers and different instruments. But Cardoso says it's important to preserve certain elements of how murga has always been. Of the people who sing murga, Cardoso says, the majority of them make a living doing something else. They work in a factory or an office. They're artists for a month and a half and then go back to their daily lives. So, he says, that's why murga doesn't represent the masses. They are the masses. Cardoso says when it's time for the music to begin, it's just 13 guys singing their hearts out in front of their people. For NPR News, I'm Martina Castro in Montevideo.